the best.
Presented by Finley Roofing.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. It's time for Around the Yard with your Atlanta Braves on Dukes and Bell.
He gets greeted rudely by Ronald Acuña Jr. It is gone!
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Thanks to Frank and Covington listening to Dukes and Bell. He gets some Braves tickets.
Hi, Frankie.
Congratulations. Let's talk to Grant McCauley. We got a couple of things to talk about, not only today, but last night. Unfortunately, the Braves get swept. And Grant, let's start with today. Your impressions of what went down. It feels like these bats, I mean, we scored some more runs today, but the bats are letting us down.
Yeah, they are big time, and that's kind of what I've been noticing here in the month of August. And really, since that winning streak ended for Atlanta, scoring about 3 runs per game. Your pitching has not been that bad. I mean, this was not a banner day for the Braves pitching. Don't get me wrong. It all kind of adds up. But they have been middle of the pack or a little bit better pitching-wise, but the hitting has really, really been difficult for Atlanta just to, you know, get those big innings, get big hits, hit home runs with runners on base. I mean, they're doing some slugging, but they're just not putting enough guys on. And that, I think, has kind of been the differentiator between what we were seeing the Braves do at their best this year and even throughout that 8-game winning streak, and what we've been seeing now is the Braves have now lost 8 of their last 12 and are, you know, leaking oil here in the National League East again. And ahead of them, I'm sure we'll talk about this, is a very difficult part of the schedule. So they're going to have to get this thing fixed quickly, and scoring runs is the number one problem this team is facing.
And again, Grant, yesterday I think we spoke about it, about maybe better approach at the plate and working the count and try. I mean, that guy Zebby pitching last night for Minnesota kind of made things relatively easy for him at times. And then today, I mean, everyone loves Jimmy Baseball, and he was kind of a butcher at shortstop. Those things can't happen.
Yeah, little things are adding up too, right? I mean, if you're having trouble scoring runs, every mistake you make is magnified, and that certainly has been part of the issue for the Braves. I mean, they finally had a balk call that helped them out for the first time that I can remember in recent memory. It seems that kind of stuff's been going the other way. But if you didn't have that balk, would you have even had the opportunity to tie this game up? It's just a worthwhile question. And it just seems like when they tie a game, the other team goes right back ahead, and it's things have not gone right. But it's little things, you know, that are not happening at the plate, and some little things that aren't happening in the field at times that can also bite you in these kinds of games and when your team's going this way. But overall, again, the Braves have got to figure out how to just get more guys on base. I know we talked about the approach at the plate, and the Braves are bottom of the league in walks. I mean, they're 28th out of the 30 teams in Major League Baseball just in walks in general. And here lately, they've been even harder and harder to come by. They got a couple today, and they were able to cash in on it. I'm not going to say that's going to turn the tide, but honestly, every little bit could help right now for the Braves to just try to, you know, relax a little bit and start getting back to what they're capable of when things are rolling right.
Is Dubon your everyday shortstop?
I think he'd be my everyday shortstop. And as I said before, if the playoffs started tomorrow, I don't see how he's not the guy at shortstop. And you have two outfielders capable of figuring out what needs to happen in left field. I think he's more comfortable on the infield. That's just kind of my read on it. And it's just not to be a prisoner of the moment about a couple of misplays, but I just think he's more comfortable in the infield. But his versatility ultimately is kind of why he gets moved around, is the belief that, hey, he can help us in multiple spots. But I think that part of it, to me, when you're dealing with a question about shortstop, that is, who is our guy and who can give us some offense? Unfortunately, Jim Jarvis is now hitting .091 wow. in the month of August. And we are 3 weeks basically into this month, and as much as that was a great story 3, 4, right. 5 weeks ago, I do think sometimes these things have a shelf life, and for young players, sometimes you have that initial success, and then the league starts adjusting, and it feels like the league is kind of caught up to Jim Jarvis.
It's our man Grant McCauley, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Braves get swept by Minnesota. More on the next chapter, and it doesn't get any easier coming up. But Grant,
no,
you know, you brought this up, I think, and you talked about this on the show. Is, you know, Lane Thomas, the usage rate. A lot of folks felt he wasn't being used enough, and he's being thrown in a more high leverage. Today he responded, you know, in a pinch hit situation. But what do you make of, like, where Sean Murphy is? Because last night it was like feeble attempts to get the ball, you know, out of the infield. And is that by virtue of how he's being used? I mean, how does Murphy even get close to getting back to his baseball card?
To be honest, more bats is really the only way you get through one of these things, right? You get to hit a little bit more, and I'm just kind of looking at, you know, we talked about shortstop and what shortstop has not been with the guys that have been splitting the time here lately. You're not seeing much Dubon. You're seeing no Ha-Seong Kim. And I'm not saying the Ha-Seong Kim is the answer to all of the Braves' offensive woes. It's just his usage since coming back from the injured list has me kind of scratching my head as to why he's even on this team if you're basically just going to use him so little. I don't know what the point is, but that's an entirely different discussion. But catching-wise, I feel like Sean Murphy does a lot of things for you behind the plate. He also takes the burden off of Drake Baldwin of having to do so much of that catching, which down the stretch feels like could be twofold. Murphy hasn't had to play a ton this year. I know he's gone through some injuries, some rehab, and some different things that have kept him off the field, but why not lean into that a little bit more? Sure, he hits down toward the bottom of the order, but if he can get it going, it'd be a huge boost, and you could finally solve the DH issue that I believe the Braves have, which is not getting enough production from the DH spot in their batting order, which, because Drake Baldwin could be kind of your answer there.
What'd you think of Smith Sharper?
I thought there was some good and some bad. It was kind of a mixed bag, right? And it was that third time through the lineup, you know, that it started to kind of come unraveled for him. I felt like he had some opportunities to make some big pitches there in the fifth and just had some count to get away from him. And again, free passes, inviting other teams to have big innings. That's another bad outcome if you're the Atlanta Braves and you're having trouble scoring runs. And it just felt like, you know, I look at some of these guys, or most of these guys, that come back from Tommy John surgery as kind of a work in progress. And I think Smith Schauber is still somewhat one of those. But the arm, the upside, the talent, the ability, that's why he's going to get this shot. And the Braves are obviously going to stick with him and allow him to continue in their rotation.
Talking with our man Grant McCauley. So they got swept up in Minnesota, and there's that makeup game for Chicago. That was a strange series earlier in the year. And as you pointed out on your social media, Grant, it's seven games against all first-place teams.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's not going to get – this is really the teeth of the Braves' schedule, because as we were talking about, I think, you know, maybe late last week or early in this week when this road trip got started, I mean, you are looking at two of the biggest series to help decide your potential fate of – whether or not you have to play in the wild card round, because the top two records in your league do not have to play the wild card. The third division winner, which the Braves are the division leader right now, and we can certainly get into the shrinking lead they have and the seven head-to-head matchups against the Phillies that remain. But as of right now, if you're able to beat the Brewers and beat the Dodgers in series, that goes again. There's a multiplier on that for helping you A, to start winning again, but also with regard to having the best record you can for playoff seeding. That's something that I think the Braves are as focused on, or need to be. And I think the focus of the team anyway, maybe not the individual players every day, but the overall things they want to accomplish, getting out of that wild card round would be a very, very nice thing to have wrapped up by the time you're knocking on the door for October. But you've got to get some things right currently to get yourself back on track to accomplish any and all of these things.
You said 8 out of our last 12 we've lost, so I don't want to overreact. But does Walt Weiss shake up the lineup a little bit? What might he do?
Yeah, that's the hard part, right, is I don't really know that there's a set lineup as it is right now. I mean, you're not batting Ronald in the leadoff spot. You're alternating that between he and Drake. Matt Olson is really the only guy that hits in the same spot every single day and doesn't move. So the matchups for lefties, it looks one way. For righties, it looks another way. Maybe there's somebody that comes into a game against a starter with some success and gets to hit a little bit higher in the lineup. I mean, Walt looks at all this stuff. I will give him credit. He doesn't just roll out, hey, these are the nine guys I got. These seven are always in the same spot, and I alternate the eighth and ninth spot, and that's it. He's, I think, trying to play some matchups and use some of the things to the advantage that should be traditionally. But it's just not happening for the Braves right now. Approach is definitely one of the things that's working against them, and not having enough base runners on when they are hitting their homers is something that's, you know, kind of biting them as well. But it's not just one thing. It's a variety of things, and there just aren't enough guys in the lineup doing the right things at the right times right now for this team to, you know, have those big innings that we've been accustomed to seeing.
And it's funny, I talked about this earlier with Carl about trying to get a spark, Grant. You know, we got guys that can steal bases. Like last night, Money Harris gets on first. Get him over to second base with a stolen base. Ozzie knocks him in. It ties the game in the sixth inning, but they don't send him against a right-hander.
Yeah, and then today you got Matt Olson stealing a base, so I don't really know what to make of it at times. Is they're trying to find opportunities where they can, you know, press the issue a little bit, but after the early part of the year where you heard so much about Antoine Richardson's coming in and the Mets weren't a good foot speed team last year, but they stole so many bases, and all the Braves did was kind of come into the year and get picked off a bunch of times, and right. It just felt like Walt Weiss had to end up addressing that and saying, all right, well, some things have got to change, and it feels like it kind of swung back the other way, where guys who can run are Michael Harris II and Ronald Acuna Jr., and Ronald's obviously missed a ton of time. But I don't know that the stolen bases are the thing that's going to turn the tide. Every extra base I guess you could get right now would be at a premium, but it's getting guys on to get them over, to get them in, that the Braves are really struggling with right now here in the month of August.
All right, Grant. Good stuff, man. And it's White Sox tomorrow, right? That's that makeup game. All right.
So. White Sox tomorrow. You got Grant Holmes on the mound. And then because A.J. Smith-Shawver joined the rotation, Chris Sale gets game one against the Milwaukee Brewers and is lined up to pitch against the Dodgers. So you at least have your ace pitcher in both those big three-game series that are right around the corner.
We're going to see Miz in this series? In that?
I would anticipate seeing him as well, yes.
Yeah. All right, man. Great stuff. Appreciate you, brother.
Thanks, guys.
That's Grant McCauley. Braves lose. They get swept. Got to get some offense, man, and hopefully they will. Hey, this Friday.